Welcome to Live Your Full Life Now podcast. So we're starting a new series, and really we're just starting a new teaching on the book of Esther. And I know in my previous podcast I mentioned that this might be just a continuation of the previous teaching, and it really has to do with getting a breakthrough. And I ended the teaching by saying that the next teaching is going to be on prayer and fasting. And I even said that I might title it Prayer and Fasting. But really, the story is on the book of Esther, because it goes over so many things that we're dealing with right now that our nation is going through together as a community. So it's the book of Esther is 10 chapters, and it's just fascinating how every chapter deals with something specific, exactly as like I said, what we're dealing with right now. So it's kind of like a parallel. It mirrors what we're dealing with, but it also, it's a story of hope and encouragement. So the story of Esther, just to give you a brief summary of what those 10 chapters are about. Well, I mean, basically the whole story is about the power that is in the community, prayer and fasting, and how it can overcome evil. But to break it down, it basically has to do with a story about a nation that is under attack of evil. The attack that is coming, that has come against the children of God. The story is about an orphan girl, a powerless orphan girl. The story is about wicked people who are in the position of authority, in the government positions that have authority. The story is about abuse of power. The story is about pride. The story is about not submitting to what's wrong, not submitting to evil, not bowing your knee to what's wrong and what's evil. The story is about God's favor, how God, when God gives people favor, what circumstances take place and what doors are open. The story is about how God can suddenly change circumstances and turn things around. The story is about courage and bravery when there's sacrifice for the sake of saving a nation, for the sake of saving other people. It's a story of hope. It's a story of fighting for your freedom, fighting for the freedom of a nation. It's the story of injustice that's being done. It's also a story of a lavish lifestyle. And again, pride, how pride goes with that. And it's also, as I mentioned before, about governing authorities and powers and their influences on lawmakers. So all that is in the story of Esther, is in the book of Esther and the 10 chapters. And obviously, I'm not going to go through every single line of those 10 chapters, because that would take forever. But that's what the whole teaching is going to be about. So I'm just going to give you a brief background and just kind of talk about the setting where this whole story begins. So you remember that the Israelites were taken, the Jews were taken into captivity by Babylonians, King Nebuchadnezzar II, right? You remember that story. Why? Because they had turned their back to God. They were worshiping idols. You know, it says, the Bible says, for the sins of idolatry, and they're rebellious against God. Then God used Babylonians to take them into captivity. And you can read more about it, about all these events that took place from, you can start in 2 Kings. This is in the Old Testament, all the way up to True Chronicles. It goes through all the kingdoms, how the exile took place, how there were battles between the nation of Israel and the Babylonians. But anyway, to make a long story short, so finally the Babylonian Empire fell into the armies of Persians, right? So now Persians have taken over, and that's where the story starts. So this starts in Esther 1, and the Persian king, his name is Xerxes. And he is the one who is ruling over 127 provinces stretching from India to Ethiopia. And that's how this pretty much the story is starting in the palace. What's going on in the palace right now? So he throws a banquet And this banquet is for his royal officials, for his nobles, for his military leaders of Persia and Media. And guess how long this banquet is lasting? The banquet lasts 180 days, 180 days of celebration. And then after that banquet is over, he throws another banquet for 7 days. And this time, this banquet is just, it says that from the people that were the people that were from the least to the greatest who were in the citadel of Susa, who were in the fortress of Susa. And this is for 7 days. And why is he doing it? The Bible says that he wanted to just display his generosity and his wealth and pretty much show off, right? And his splendor of his majesty. And one way he did that, he let everybody be served in the goblets of gold, all of different designs, different kinds. And there was no limit on how much people could drink. He said there's no limit. They can drink as much as they want. So just imagine that. 7 days of drinking wine in King's Palace with no limit. And on the seventh day, he wants to show off his wife. Apparently, the queen was very beautiful, and her name was Vashti, Queen Vashti, and he wants to put her on display. So far, he's been showing off with his generosity and the palace and everything, and how it was decorated and his wealth. Everything is on display. Now he wants to show off his queen because she was apparently very beautiful. And so he sends for her, and she refuses to come. And she just says, "No, I'm not going to go." And this makes the king very mad because you don't refuse what the king says, right? So then what happens? He consults with his counselors, the Bible says, with wise men, and they pretty much say, "Oh, no, we can't have this. He's just setting a bad, really bad example." Before you know it, the kings of the wives of officials are going to follow in her footstep and dishonor and disrespect them. We just can't have that. You got to like take away her title and she can't be queen anymore. And so that's exactly what he does. He listens to them. And so Queen Vashti is never to enter the presence of King Xerxes. So that this is the story in Esther 1. So just to summarize, remember he throws a banquet on the seventh day. It says he's high on spirits, so in other words, he's drunk, right? Too much drinking. And then he makes a decision. And the decision is because his wife, the queen refuses to come and be on display, for as a result of his pride, he pretty much, let's say, divorces her or gets rid of her or takes away her title. So this is how the story starts in Esther 1, and we're going to continue to see who is Esther, how does she come into play into the story, and how does the story end? So I'm not sure how many teachings there's going to be, but hang in there, and until the next teaching, God be with you and God bless you.